Chapter 7 The Visit. Soon, the children had raised enough money for the old man's medicine, which Isabel bought at the local pharmacy. But it had been a difficult week. Hugo, as he walked through the station, watched the clocks begin to break down. They all had slightly different times. Most terrifying of all, the station inspector had written a note to Hugo's uncle and attached it to the latest paycheck, asking for a face-to-face meeting. Hugo didn't know what to do. He just kept praying that he could avoid the station inspector until his questions about the mechanical man had been answered. At last, it was the night before the visit from Etienne and René Tabard. Hugo could hardly fall asleep, and when he did, he dreamed about a terrible accident that occurred in the train station 36 years ago, which people still talked about. Hugo had heard stories about the accident from the time he was very young. A train had come into the station too fast. The brakes had failed, and the train slammed through the guardrail, jumped off the tracks, barreled across the floor of the station, rammed through two walls, and flew out the window, shattering the glass into a billion pieces. In his dream, Hugo was walking by himself outside the train station when he heard a loud crash and looked up. A train was falling on him from the sky. Hugo woke in a sweat. Hungry and afraid to go back to sleep, Hugo climbed out of bed and got dressed. He walked down into the train station and stole a bottle of milk. He was happy to find a tray of fresh croissants that had been left unattended near a delivery door. He took a couple of them and hurried back to his room, where he ate and waited until it was time for the meeting. It was raining, and Hugo arrived just as Etienne and Monsieur Tabard approached with their two black umbrellas. Monsieur Tabard held some kind of large package under his arm. Isabel called to them from the window and met them downstairs on her crutches. Everyone closed their umbrellas and shook off the water before moving inside the doorway. Etienne hugged Isabel, and she told them all to remove their shoes.
Papa George hates having shoes in the house.
Monsieur Tabard said, Please tell me again your godfather's full name.
George Melies, said Isabel.
So it's true. He stared at Isabel for a few moments, then caught himself and said, It's very nice to meet you, young lady. I hope this is a good time for our visit.
Yes, said Isabel, I think so. Papa George is feeling a little better.
They are expecting us, are they not? Asked Monsieur Tabard.
Please come upstairs.
Isabel asked everyone to wait for a moment in the hallway, where Monsieur Tabard put down the large package he was carrying. Then, glancing nervously at Hugo, Isabel entered the apartment. The visitors could hear voices, and finally, Isabel returned and brought them inside.
Please don't be mad, Mama Jean.
The old woman had been chopping vegetables, and she was holding a very large, shiny knife when she turned to see the three visitors enter her home.
Who are these people, Isabel?
The knife glinted in the dull light of the apartment. Etienne and Monsieur Tabard took a step backward. Hugo reached inside his wet jacket and took out the book that he had borrowed from the Film Academy. He handed it to Isabel.
We found out who Papa George was, she said to her godmother. Hugo found this book. It told us about his movies. Monsieur Tabard wrote the book, and Etienne is his student. Please, Mama Jean, they want to help. They love Papa George's films.
Monsieur Tabard straightened his bow tie and carefully stepped forward. I deeply apologize. We thought you were expecting us. We will leave immediately and return upon your request. The old woman, realizing she was brandishing a very sharp weapon, hastily put it down and wiped her hands on her apron.